Welcome to the spirit world, answering your questions on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact. And now your hosts, Debbie Giorgiani and Father Mike Driscoll.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the spirit world. I am Debbie Giorgiani with the one, the only, Father Mike Driscoll, and we're so excited that you are going to be joining us today. The phone lines are opening up right at the start of the show because we're talking about guardian angel stories. We titled the show, I Think It Was My Guardian Angel. We want to hear your stories where you've had something very unique happen to you, and afterwards, when you're thinking back, you're thinking, this could have been my guardian angel. If you have something to say and something to share, here is the number, 877-757-9424. Tell us your stories today. We're so excited on the spirit world. But Father, we always start with the St. Michael prayer.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone. Yes, let's start with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father Driscoll. You are amazing. Phone lines are lighting up, and our wonderful show team is in place. Our senior producer, Tim, from Guadalupe Radio Network, is at the controls. He's waving to us, and we're waving to everybody on social media. Father, wave to everybody, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, and Twitch. You guys are incredible. And also, our call screeners today are Carol and Anna. They're doing a great job picking up the phones. There are a couple open phone lines if you'd like to tell your guardian angel story at 877-757-9424. Your guardian angel story. We're not going to have a disagreement about what you experience. We want to know what exactly happened to you and why you may be crediting the guardian angel. 877-757-9424. You don't have to be Catholic to call in if you're listening to us today on this beautiful Saturday, July 11th, 7/11. I love that. I love that, Father Driscoll. Then please call in and tell us your story. 877-757-9424.
Now, people know we're in two different places, right? I'm in Illinois and you're in Arizona.
Correct.
And I was thinking when you just said middle of July. So here, we typically, which we are around 90, 95 degrees. In Arizona, people might not know this, when it gets to about 90, 95, they put on parkas and like gloves and things because they think it's so cold. But here it's kind of warm.
Oh, Father, you are so right. You are so right. Right now we're about 112 degrees.
Wow. 12. Wow.
But we have a nice 7 mile per hour wind, okay? A nice little breeze. And it's a dry heat.
Yeah. So it's a desert, but
yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why people live here, Father. I have to be honest with you.
I visited once. It was beautiful. I loved
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah,
what
I did.
What did you love about it? Tell us.
Well, I wanted to go to Tombstone just for the historical, you know, shoot out the OK Corral. But also I saw Grand Canyon, of course, which is the most beautiful. I've maintained that since then, and that was 30 years ago. Most beautiful of God's creations that I think I've seen as far as in it, not people, inanimate objects, the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing,
nice.
Beautiful part of God's creation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you just see the overall Grand Canyon, or did you hike down at some parts of the canyon, or what?
I didn't allot myself enough time to go to the bottom. That would have been neat, but I hiked around. I spent a good part of a day there. And then you drive along and see more and more. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Right.
We would like you back here, Father, in the Grand
Canyon
State. Yeah, you should come visit. Maybe we should do an event or something, a mission. That would be really fun.
The other Peoria, because there's a Peoria out there, and I'm in Peoria Diocese.
That's true. Peoria, Arizona. Yeah, yeah. It's fast growing too. Father, look at the phone lines. We only have two open phone lines. That's it. So if you'd like to tell your guardian angel story, please call us right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. It goes very fast. 877-757-9424. 877-757-9424. So what do you say, Father? Should we get to the phones? We got a lot of stories coming in. Okay. Great. Rose Marie is a first-time caller, Father, from Real Presence Radio in South Dakota. Rose Marie, thank you so much for calling the spirit world. Tell us your guardian angel story.
Okay. On May 8th, I went to Dollar General. I was looking for some flowers to buy for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because I have a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I asked the sales clerk, how long are these going to be available or on sale? So right behind me was this beautiful young man. He says, I'd like to purchase these flowers for you. And then he purchased all my other items that I had wanted to buy. And the sales clerk said, he is a guardian angel. So I am having a mass said for him in August. And I have another story to share.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way on going east on Highway 44. And a dust storm in my car was only, there was dust in my front windshield. I could not see. And cleared up, and I had turned down a narrow road that goes to Parkston Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have been head-on collision or rear-ended, but every time I start out on a trip, I pray to St. Christopher, St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Raphael. I have a very good guardian angel.
Okay, Rosemary, a couple things. You know, I just wanted to comment and have Father make sure, because Father's written the book Angelic Answers by Catholic Answers Press, and he's just recently, I think you're the author of four books, Father, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, four books. Right. So Rosemary's story that this person behind her wanted to buy everything for her, you know, isn't that so typical? I mean, I've heard hundreds and hundreds of guardian angel stories when I was studying guardian angels for 13 years. And Father, it's so typical. They will show up on the scene, do what they need to do, and then they're gone. Any comments to Rosemary?
It was a little broken. Rosemary, did you say that even the clerk said that was a guardian angel? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
That is so neat.
That was a guardian angel.
That's so neat that the clerk said that, you know. Sure. And if it was a human being, we're thinking it's a human being inspired by your and their guardian angel, maybe both working together. I think that's the story of St. Francis de Sales. He used to ask his guardian angel and the guardian angel of wherever he was going work together to help him.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So that's reinforced your belief in the angels, right, Rosemary?
I totally believe in guardian angels. I have a very good guardian angel, except guardian.
Okay, you're cutting out just a little bit, Rosemary.
Hey, now if I can interject too, Rosemary, about the dust storm. I've not gotten caught in one terribly in my lifetime, but once in a while in dry conditions, there will be warnings out when there's strong wind here, and it's especially if the farmers, God bless them, but they're plowing sometimes in that dry weather. And if a strong wind picks up, it will be like a snowstorm. You'll get warnings saying, be careful driving. You can't see in this or that area. So those can be very dangerous. So, again, thanks be to God for her guardian angel on that occasion.
Yeah, yeah. You seem very protected, Rosemary. Thank you so much for sharing today. We had a little trouble hearing the complete part of your story, but it's okay. We got the gist of it. Rosemary, you are awesome. Call us again. Definitely. You were a first time caller. Don't be a one time, you know, you're just going to call the show one time. We'd love for you to check in with us when we have topics that appeal to you. Thank you, Rosemary. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Another first time caller, Father Maria from Houston, Texas. Father, please wave. She's on YouTube. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go right
ahead.
Hi,
Maria.
Okay, hi. I want to give the testimony. It's a very old story that happened while I was working in World Trade Center in New York. So what happened is I had this dream where our Lord Jesus Christ came and showed me the whole World Trade Center going to fall down and all the planes and everything. And that was a dream that I saw, and I just thought it as a nightmare, you know, like a some dream that had happened. But when it actually happened on 9/11 of 2001, that's when I realized that Lord Jesus Christ was, you know, showing that whole episode to me, you know. So I really feel my guardian angel is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, you know. So that's my one story.
I understand what you're saying, of course, and you know the obvious distinction that because you, I liked your little laugh there, Maria. But yeah, so Jesus is not an angel, but I understand what you're saying. He was, he guards us, and he also sends angels to guard us.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like I know it's a very tragic day for the rest of the world. You know, like what happened. But I feel like God was there to protect me from that tragedy, you know, that happened in the World Trade Center on 9/11 of 2001.
Maria, let me ask you a question. Did you say this came through a dream?
Yes, literally, like what happened in there, that thing I saw in my dream before. And I left... the World Trade Center, I don't know how, but I moved out of that place and moved to New Jersey. But, you know, I'm really surprised when that actual event happened. And I was like, oh, my God, the Lord Jesus Christ trying to protect me.
Right. I have a question for you, though, Maria. Was it what we call like kind of an alert dream? Were you a little bit awake and alert when this happened?
No, I think I was in a real dream.
Interesting.
It's like in my sleep, you know, like I was sleeping.
Interesting. Well, it's fascinating how the Lord works, right, Father?
Clearly. You moved before that all happened. Well, that was part of God's plan. I certainly believe that was part of God's plan then.
And then I had an appointment. Like, I was going to be in World Trade Center on that day of the episode. But that same day, I had a medical appointment where I could not go to the World Trade Center on 9/11. So I think, like, from everywhere, I was somehow protected from that tragedy, you know?
Yeah. Well, Maria, we're so glad you're with us and you're safe and you're close to your guardian angel. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thanks. God bless you, Maria.
Yeah, it really gives us a beautiful perspective on this. Maria, God bless you. Thanks for stepping up and being a first-time caller. Please call us again. Father, you hear that beautiful music. We have full phone lines. Yeah, we have full phone lines plus, Father. And if you'd like to tell us your guardian angel story, the details of it, now is the time to call in 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. We're talking all about guardian angels today and your particular stories that are so personal to you. So everybody hang tight. Camille, you'll be next. And Kathleen and Catherine and the others coming in very strong. Please continue to call or go on social media and leave your comments. We have a really active chat happening right now. And Father and I will be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. Are you estranged from your spouse? Have no contact with your children? Are you alienated from loved ones? Feeling confused, frustrated, at times even hopeless about a reconciliation? We truly care at standtalltoday.com, where you'll learn about Family Matters, our newest initiative to help rebuild family relations. Join the free community at standtalltoday.com. Partner with us in our mission of protecting relationships. That's standtalltoday.com.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 11th. Today we celebrate Saint Benedict. Benedict was born around 480 into a distinguished family in central Italy. After studying in Rome and being disillusioned by war and an accompanying loss of morality, he withdrew from the world, spending several years in a cave high in the mountains. When others joined him, requesting that he lead them, Benedict had the idea of gathering various families of monks into one grand monastery. He began to build what was to become one of the most famous monasteries in the world, Monte Cassino. The rule of Saint Benedict that gradually emerged from this community was based on a life of liturgical prayer, study, manual labor, and living together under a common head known as the abbot or father. Emphasis was placed on moderation in all things, hospitality for travelers, and concern for neighbors living in the countryside surrounding the monastery. Benedict died in 543. During the Middle Ages, all Western monasticism was gradually brought under Benedict's rule. The Church has been blessed through Benedictine devotion to the liturgy, not only in its actual celebration in the great abbeys, with rich and proper ceremony, but also through the scholarly studies of many of its members. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Father Mike Driscoll. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Not really a question today. We want to hear your story, your guardian angel story. So we're going to get back to the phones, Father. I just love when we do the Spirit World Live and we're on a great feast day like this for Saint Benedict.
Saint Benedict.
Anything, I know. Anything you want to say about that before we move back to the phones?
You know, it seems to me in recent years, what do I mean by recent? I don't know. But the Saint Benedict Medal for Protection, that seems to be a devotion that's made a strong comeback in the last couple decades or so. Very neat. Very neat. Mm-hmm. With his story about, what was it? Someone tried to poison him. He blessed it and it didn't affect him. Mm-hmm. Good moral, whether the story, I believe those stories, but God's blessings are stronger than demons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how you said that, Father. And the sacramentals we have in our church are just so amazing. They keep us very focused, right, Father?
Yes. Sacramentals are part of the spirit world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Father, let's go back to the phones. Another first-time caller telling us, sharing their guardian angel story. That would be Camille. Camille's in Clayton, North Carolina, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Camille. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, please tell us your story.
So my husband and I will be married 40 years. And
congratulations, 40 years almost.
Thank you. I moved from Buffalo, New York to North Carolina. He was in the Air Force. And so our family and friends were in Buffalo, so I was here pretty much alone. He would go on TDY, and he would leave me and for weeks at a time, and I was so scared at night. I would wake up in the middle of the night and just be frightened by any little thing being alone. So one night I woke up and he was in Michigan. I woke up and I felt this presence. I just felt somebody was right there with me. And it was so strong and I felt so at peace, so relaxed, and I fell back to sleep. And I looked at the clock before I did, and it was 2:00 in the morning. So the next morning I got up and I went, that was crazy, weird, who died? So tried to get a hold of my mom and my family. Of course, Ray was working, my husband, couldn't get a hold of him. Nobody died. Everything was fine.
Good.
It's like, okay, that was crazy. So I got a hold of him at night and I told him what happened. And he said, do you know what time it was? I said, yeah, I looked at the clock. It was 2:00 in the morning. He said, wow, Camille, at 2:00 in the morning, I was praying for you that somebody would take care of you and watch over you for me.
Wow.
Great.
I know. It was cool.
Yes, very much. And I loved your description. Felt at peace. How many times did Jesus say, peace be with you and do not be afraid? I take that as a sure sign that that was from God. That,
exactly.
That it gave you peace. Yes, exactly. That. Yes. I do not believe at all that could have been random.
I agree, no. Father.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. I love telling that story. Thank you for listening.
It is keep telling it. That's great.
I was just going to say the same thing, Father. You are so awesome. Camille, keep telling that story and call us again for sure. That was a first-time call. Hopefully you'll be a regular caller. Father, I'm just going to state it right up front. We're only going to take two breaks today because we have full phone lines plus, and we're going to have to really go fast because I don't know if we're going to get to everyone. So we'll go continue on in the order that has come in, and it'll be from the Station of the Cross from Boston, Massachusetts. Kathleen is up next. Hi, Kathleen. Tell us your story.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hi, Father. Thank you for doing all that you do. Hi. So important because we need to have a safe place where we can share. Talking about our souls, mm-hmm. I belong to a program of recovery, and last night I was talking to a woman that's had a lot of difficulty. Someone's been stalking her. And I mentioned that she said her prayer to her guardian angel that would help her, and I could see peace coming over her face. But getting to my story, 10 years of age, York Beach, Maine, Short Sands. And I mentioned Short Sands because you can see from one side of the beach to the other. And I stayed in too long in the water. And when I stepped off the sandbar, I didn't know how to swim, and I was taken out by the undertow. And if anyone's listening that's started to drown, you start to pass out, your lungs hurt, and you just kind of give up because you're fighting, you're trying to get up, and you can't. And I heard a voice, and I came up. You can come up some. And I came up, and there was an old man with a cane, a white shirt, plaid Bermuda shorts, white socks and sandals. I can still see it. And he encouraged me. He called me Blondie. My grandfather called me either Blondie or Girlie. No, he called me Girlie. That's right. The guardian angel called me Girlie. And that got my attention. And he said, you've got to fight back. You're going to have children. And I made a decision then, even though my lungs were hurting and I didn't know how to swim, I said I was going to fight back. I made that conscious decision. And within just a second, something lifted me up. It must have been other guardian angels. I don't know. But something lifted me just a little beyond that point where I could just, the water came right up to my nose so I could start breathing. And I used my toes so that I could kind of dig my way through the rest of the sand, and I came to the shore and vomited a lot.
Oh.
But I was pretty quick, and I wanted to thank him. It was just in my heart to thank him. And I looked, I came up to where the soft sand was, and he wasn't there. I looked all over, and he wasn't there, and I felt so disappointed because I wanted to thank that man. And later on, in a prayer group as an adult, people talked about their guardian angels, that sometimes they do these things and then they disappear. And when someone said they disappear, I had said that just like what your show is mentioning. It might have been my guardian angel. Not might have been. It was my guardian angel. So I love my guardian angel.
Wow. Beautiful. What do you say, Father? That's a great story.
That's a great story. And I think, and this isn't too damp that at all, if it was an actual human being there, then I absolutely think, okay, then God sent, you know, that person, and that person's guardian angel inspired them, and they did that. I equally can believe that was a guardian angel. Remember in the book of Tobit, Raphael must have worn the clothes that would have been typical because they didn't know he was an angel until the end. Mm-hmm. So the description was that made me smile, I think, Kathleen, because did you say, like, whatever, white socks and this and that. It was something typical that some guy walking along might have been wearing. If an angel was to appear, I would expect that. What is it? What does a person typically wear around there? That's what Raphael would have done. They didn't even know it was an angel. Same thing with you. I think he just would have worn some typical clothes to be on the beach. So, wow.
Yeah,
great story.
Cool?
Thanks.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Well, the men used to play shuffleboard. And Debbie, I called in when your show was beginning, when Adam was on with you and told that story. So it might sound a little familiar to you, but I just wanted to tell it again, mainly because I was talking about this woman's guardian angel last night, and I could see the peace coming over her face as I said the guardian angel prayer. It's so beautiful to, when people are in discomfort, to say, angel of God, my guardian dear, for whom God's love permits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guide, to rule, to guard. Amen.
Amen.
So I hope people say that prayer every day.
Hope so.
Oh, yeah, we do as well.
And there's that word peace again. She saw that person in her group there, and she said she could see the peace that come upon her.
Right. Kathleen, I'm glad you told the story again. Keep telling
the story.
I am
too, because I didn't hear it before.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, you put a big smile on Father's face. He just got done writing this book, Angelic Answers, so I'm sure it confirms a lot of the things that he's written in the book. Kathleen, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being part of the family. Okay, beautiful, beautiful stories. I mean, and you know, think about it, like a drowning father, and then it flips and it turns into this peaceful encounter that the Lord wants to give us. He wants us to know that we are cared for, we are comforted, His heavenly assistance is there. I love that, Father. Again, I think the theme is peace today. What do you say?
Heard it repeatedly. And I like these stories because we all know, well, someone could say, well, why didn't that happen to me on this or that occasion or my loved one or whatever? That, I don't think that is the point, that God always intervenes miraculously. Not at all. The point is he does sometimes. So we want to hear those to take heart. We want to hear those times when we see, oh, he did directly intervene. Yes, there are going to be crosses, but he's still there. And then once in a while, he throws out these signs to us, sometimes through the work of a guardian angel.
Right. Beautiful. Let's take one more call. But Father, we have a Facebook comment coming in from Ron. He says, love the show. The is it Essingtons are listening. Is that how you say it?
That's right. That's one of my first cousins, Ron, over in Indianapolis area.
Nice. Shout out to Father's family.
Thanks, Ron, and whoever else in the family is listening with him. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. You put a big smile on Father's face. That's wonderful. Let's get back to the phones, Father. Another first-time caller, Judith in Cincinnati, Ohio, listening on EWTN.com. Judith, thanks for waiting, and welcome to the spirit world.
Oh, thank you. I'm so thankful that you took my call. And thank you for having this program to allow us to share some of our experiences. I think it's really good. The good work that you do so other people who tune in can hear and have hope. So I have a story. this has happened more than once in my life, but I'll share this one. So I was walking to have a lunch with my daughters and their babies, and we were going to do a little at a craft shop. And I was there early, so I said, I'll just walk over and get myself a cup of coffee at the shop. So I walked over to get the coffee, and as I'm walking, I'm noticing the sidewalks are really bad shape and they're dangerous. And so I said to my guardian angel, boy, these sidewalks are terrible. I hope I don't trip. Please help me. And so I got my coffee, and the darn lid won't stay on when I'm walking back to the shop. And it kept fumbling and trying to hold my coffee and hold it, something else I was holding. And I said, oh boy, this is terrible. And sure enough, my foot caught on an edge of the sidewalk. The toe hit the edge, and I'm holding my coffee, and I say, I'm going to fall. Quick, guardian angel. And sure enough, as I'm falling down onto my face, I'm holding my coffee, I felt a warm capture of myself from falling to hit the concrete. I could feel I was caught. I stopped midway just enough so that I could swing my other foot in front of me and catch myself. It was so warming and beautiful. I just felt like, you're here, you saved me, you know. I didn't smash my face on the concrete again. And so, of course, I was nearly in tears. I wanted to hug him. I wanted to thank him. And I just felt this warmth. And I just stood back up. I said, gee, I'm standing up. This is incredible. So didn't even spill my coffee. And I said, I think it hit the concrete today. So I'm so thankful. I just wanted to share with you that your guardian angels are there. They are on duty. They just want you to call them. The more you call them, the more they're close to you. And your relationship with them grows and stronger. And they help you learn to trust and love God more. So there's my story.
Wow. Judith, for you to say that prayer that quickly, that had to happen in the space of maybe less than 1 second. I'm guessing that means you have a very strong habit of asking for that help. For you in the space of 1 second to quickly ask for help of a guardian angel, I'm presuming that means you very often do that. And I almost burst out laughing because you've read my mind, because I'm sorry, everyone. I was thinking, what happened to the coffee? So I'm sorry, but I'm glad you told us that the coffee was okay. That was not the main point.
Yeah, I think that when you start calling upon your guardian angel, your relationship with him becomes something he wants you to have, and he will remind you he's there if you desire it. And the more you call upon him, the closer they will be, and then they will remind you, I'm here. And then I like, oh, you're here. I need your help. So, but I knew that side work was treacherous. It was going to be to my demise. And, but I made it, and I didn't fall, and I didn't spill my coffee, and I didn't drop the other thing. I may have dropped the other thing. I don't remember what it was. But well, I didn't come home bleeding or anything.
Right. Praise God. You were not hurt. That is so awesome.
Yes. Great story.
It is. Judith, I have to tell you something, because folks are getting to know Father Mike Driscoll better as we do the show each Saturday. He has a great sense of humor. So just to let you know, he loves to laugh, and that's why I love hanging out with him, because he's really a fun priest too. So, and he enjoyed,
he
I can tell.
Visualize.
Yeah. The what?
He could probably visualize me hobbling around that sidewalk and then, yeah, coming down and like, oh, the coffee's going to fly this way. And
well, that too, the sidewalk. If you ever, because I run slower every year here, but I like to run. And if you ever see a runner in the road, why isn't he on the sidewalk? Sometimes it's because sidewalks are so broken up and you prefer to run in the road.
They're terrible.
Just as an aside. Yeah. But I was picturing a broken up sidewalk. Yeah.
I made.
Well, Judith, you are awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, being a first-time caller. You hear the music. We're going to take that final break. We'll get back to the phones. Judith, hope you call us again. I'm putting everybody in the prayer book as well, just to continue the beautiful understanding of guardian angels and the appreciation we have for these beautiful, pure spirits that are there to help us, to guard us, and to guide us, Psalm 91. Kathy will be up next, another first-time caller when we come back. Father, please, again, they're asking us to wave to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, and Twitch. Father's family is listening today, so that's really exciting. And we'll be right back.
This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The debate over medically assisted suicide may be changing. New Zealand is reporting that its fourth year of legal assisted suicide saw nearly 500 euthanasia deaths. That report comes as Germany shocks the world with the crimes of a medical doctor who used his practice without legal authority to kill 7 patients, possibly more, paralyzed against their will. The idea that healthcare serial killers are enabled by government legislation may change things in France. Opponents of medically arranged suicide have now 1 week to swing 32 votes in the French Assembly and stop legalization of medically arranged dying. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life has a rarely mentioned but very formidable enemy. Pornography is material that deceives its consumers into thinking that they possess beauty, while the reality is they are possessed by a lie. The first step may be to talk openly with your pastor or confessor, reject the lie, and recognize that a culture of life relies upon you. Women affected by abortion pills are asking the Justice Department to stop interstate trafficking of abortion pills. The DOJ is engaged in at least a pro forma defense of the Biden-era federal regulation, at least to hinder each ensuing administration from reversing the previous. Insiders say September may bring an official FDA evaluation of abortion pill dangers, and the Fifth Circuit will hear plaintiffs' arguments on September 9th. Plaintiffs and others are urging acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche to agree to a court-ordered consent decree halting abortion pill trafficking across state lines. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Father Mike Driscoll. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Okay, we're talking guardian angel stories today, and I just confirmed with our show team, Father, I don't think I've seen this many calls in the past couple years of the spirit world. This is unbelievable. So,
Debbie,
we are... Yes.
Can I interject?
Sure.
Just listening to that little news thing, and we're talking about God intervening and sending angels and souls. That euthanasia, which is in my state now too, as of some months ago, Illinois... What could be more the opposite of a guardian angel who's trying to take care of a sick person or inspire someone to do something good than some physician injecting poison in someone? We want to talk about demonic.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of God's work and of God sending angels. Mm-hmm. And some person, when would Jesus have ever done that? Oh, seeing a sick person, taking their life? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you go right ahead, Father. This is your show. You go right ahead. You have something to share with us. We need to hear it.
It was just such a contrast of what we're talking about. Just such a contrast of what we're talking about. God's intervention and peace and help in suffering.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct, Father. Father, interesting, talking about guardian angels today, and we're talking on the beautiful side of being comforted and at peace, and then we see what's really going on in the world. It is this strange kind of feeling for us as the laity, because we're trying to navigate this, and we're trying to do it well, and hopefully we're on that road, and we're focused on God. And anything you can share with us, Father, that helps us. You are a shepherd of the church, and we need to hear, is what should we do today, Father? Should we be obviously praying that this all stops, correct?
Yes, it makes us feel helpless, but vote when it comes around, and pray and offer up our own suffering and the usual things. Yeah, the things we know we're supposed to do, just persevere, keep doing them.
Right. And that's why I love the Catholic Church. We respect the person from the womb to the tomb, right, Father?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, to think a person who's sick and suffering. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's painful.
That their life is no longer doing anything. When did Jesus, of all he did, he gave us sacraments, gave us teachings, everything. But what was the high point of all of that? His suffering. So to look at a human being with suffering, saying, oh, they're not doing anything valuable. Well, then you don't believe, whoever that is doesn't believe in the suffering, the passion of Christ and his blood saving us, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess they don't believe in that.
Yeah, and Father was commenting on the when we took a break, we hear some news and some promos that help all of us. So, and Father feels very prompted to share, because this is a live show, and so it is kind of organically unfolding, and that's the beauty of the spirit world. So, Father, if it's okay with you, I just wanted to comment that we are getting waves back from Vero on Facebook. Thank you so much, Oscar, our dear wonderful family. Family member Oscar is saying, I'm here in Virginia Beach to enjoy the weekend in the sun and water, and of course still tuning into the Guadalupe Radio Network on my phone. Oscar, you are awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Father, back to the phones. We're going to have to pick up the pace just a bit,
sure,
because we're going to run out of time. And I like I said at the beginning, when we came back from the break, we are hearing, we're receiving your comments that you'd like us to put this on the show calendar on a regular basis. We can do that. We'll talk to senior producer Tim, and we'll figure out if we can do it once a month, every other month. We'll share guardian angel stories, because it's a beautiful platform for us to come together, and we can see by the abundance, and I mean abundance of calls coming in, that you want that to happen. So Kathy is a first-time caller, Father, from Maryland, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Kathy. Thank you so much. You go right ahead. Tell us your story.
Okay. This is the first time I've actually told anybody this story. Several years ago, I was living with both of my parents, and in the morning, I clearly heard the phrase, "Everything is going to be okay." And a couple hours later, my mother came to me, and my father passed away in his sleep. And that just always has brought me comfort through the years. And I repeat that to myself. Everything is going to be okay, which it has been. And that's my story.
Wow. And Kathy, I just want to say something real quickly before Father comments. In the years that I've studied guardian angels, this used to come up a lot, a very strong voice that would come into existence, if you will, and you would listen to it, where it would say, everything's going to be okay, or move here, or do this, or do that. That tends to be a typical guardian angel move, if you will, to bring that person some kind of understanding ahead of time or at peace. What do you say to that, Father Driscoll?
Yes, and I think that the fact that it brought you, I think you said it's brought you peace or comfort or something over the years, that reinforces.
Yes.
Not that it doesn't sound like you had any doubt, but if you had any doubt at that moment, oh, maybe that was just something random, but it stayed with you. And that's a sign, I think, that was from God.
Okay. And that's what I've always, have thought and keep in my prayers and everything. So.
And hold on to, right? Yeah. It's what it sounds like, which is great.
I have.
It's hold on to those moments.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We're sorry about the passing of your father. Did you want to add his name to our prayer book, his first name?
Sure, you can. Yes, Leo Wood. I'm sorry. Yes, Leo.
Okay, perfect. We got Leo in. Okay. And we're sorry about that, but we're so grateful to God that he brought you that kind of understanding before something, very serious happened with the passing of a parent. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. You confirmed it for me. Okay.
Well, it's based on years of listening to these stories and study that Father and I have both done. And wouldn't you say, Father, after a while, the recurring themes that happen, you have to kind of give credit to the guardian angels, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to. They're so scriptural. They're so part of our faith and tradition. Right. We don't want to ignore them.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Kathy. Call us again, please. Alyssa is a first-time caller from Amherst, Ohio, listening on The Rock Catholic Radio. Hi, Alyssa. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Yeah.
All right. So I had a very spiritual encounter in college because I recently graduated, so I'm college age.
Hey, congratulations. Graduated.
Thank you. I went to John Carroll University, so that's east of Cleveland, and I knew I wanted to grow closer to my Catholic faith and to my God. I was born and raised Catholic, but I did feel that I fell away, like, in my teenage years. So I felt drawn to go to John Carroll, and I like to say that I needed to know, in order for me to know God, that he is my rock, I needed to hit rock bottom. And that's what happened my sophomore year of college back in 2022. So I was really feeling lost and anxious. I fell into bouts of depression. I just was really wondering what my purpose was, where the Lord was leading me. And I fell into dark thoughts, nightmares. I would repeatedly wake up in the middle of the night from nightmares, just anxious nightmares, usually paranoia. And before I went off to college, my dad started sending me Bible verses every day. And of course, me as an 18-year-old kind of wrote them off a little bit. I'm like, all right, I love you, Dad, but, you know, this is, it's a lot to get to when I'm so busy in college. And lo and behold, truly my guardian angel saved me and was with me. I believe that the Lord used what my dad was sending me every morning to speak to me. And back, it was December 9th, 2022, I woke up in the middle of the night from a nightmare. And this is the first time I believe I encountered, well, I knew I encountered my guardian angel. I cried out to the Lord and I said, Lord, if you are real, please show me, please save me. This is right after a nightmare. And this was about like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'd woken up. My dad, who would send them in the morning, somehow sent me a Bible verse perfectly timed right after I prayed that. And the time came out to be, it was sent at 4:43 in the morning, which most likely means I read it at 4:44.
Mm.
And I learned that's an angelic number. So I was just like, wow, that was my guardian angel. The Bible verse exactly was the answer to my prayer. I said, please save me. And it was Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, specifically, by grace you have been saved.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, I want Father to comment, Alyssa. Just one thing I want to say about the 444, these angelic numbers. Be very careful about that. To me, that was just a coincidence. Be very careful about that, because there's a lot of New Age practices out there where they will assign angelic numbers, and you don't want to get into that. Because do I feel that your guardian angel played a part helping inspiring your father to send you those scripture passages? I do believe that. I do believe that absolutely you have your guardian angel around you constantly working with you, Alyssa. But I would just kind of, if it were me, I would remove the assigning it to the numbers if you tell this story in the future as a Catholic, because we don't get into that kind of New Age realm. We definitely don't get into New Age. What do you say, Father, about that?
I was wondering when she said that. I didn't know what that meant. I'd not heard of that angelic number. It's certainly not a Catholic teaching. The more important thing on that story, you know, I think it's St. Thomas, it lists different types of miracles in a way, and one of them is kind of timing. So when Jesus calms a storm at sea, well, storms at sea calm all the time, but not right when Jesus tells it to. So in this one, it happened right at the right time. There's the divine and angelic part in my mind. Yeah, mm-hmm. great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Anything else you wanted to share, Alyssa?
Yeah, I just wanted to share how the Lord spoke to me through that. And I recently learned about the number from someone who's close to me who's Catholic. So I just didn't really know that at the time, and I thought that was very interesting to share. But no doubt my guardian angel was there with me, and the Lord just needed me to see that he was there, and he just needed to kind of slap me in the face to realize that.
Right. Well, and we do believe that, and praise God, you know, that you had that heavenly support and help to get you in that good place, which is wonderful. But that Catholic friend that shared about those angelic numbers that are out there, please inform them, because once you do, then you've done your part. Those things can be very manipulated by the New Age movement. It can be, the demons can use those, they can use those numbers as a way to trap people into thinking that possibly it is a guardian angel when it really isn't. So I wouldn't get hooked on the numbers. Tell your friend to stay away from that. That is something that is definitely part of the New Age kind of thing to get people hooked into angelic spirits, and it's very, very dangerous. Okie doke.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I was not even familiar with that aspect of the New Age. Yes. Thanks, Alyssa. Great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, there, it's a common thing in the New Age group.
Didn't even know that. Unfortunately, I might have to read a little bit more on the New Age things.
Yeah, to keep up. Yeah, and you know, Father, when you say read up on it, it's so out there in so many ways to get people very trapped into thinking that they if they see that sign, then they can be assured that it's from heaven. What we need to do is get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, so that clarity comes and you know it's from God because you have that good position with God. What do you say about that, Father?
Right, state of grace always, and does it help us be at peace even when we're going through struggles? Yeah, and there's just no that's just a dead end. So that's, I think, our message to Alyssa. The number thing, that's just a dead end. It does not really mean anything. Just let go of it. And like you said, tell her friend, that's not a Catholic teaching, right?
Correct.
That's
correct.
Not from Jesus Christ, right?
Right. But her story is very
great story.
Much.
Yes.
Great story. I love it. Alyssa, thank you.
Got what she needed right when she needed it. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Alyssa. And others are saying congratulations on graduating. You're awesome.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Call us again, Alyssa. We're going to get to Raphael in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio. I hope I pronounced your first name correctly. We've only got a minute. Do you want to quickly share your story?
Hello. Yes, hi. I'll try to quickly share it. I lost my faith at a young age, but I was baptized as a young boy. And I mean, I've been in my uncle hit me with a car and I survived that. I got hit by another car and the stop sign didn't hit me and I missed and I got sick with a disease and severe ulcerative colitis and I filled three biologics and on the fourth one I finally responded and that's when I came back to my faith was after like 10 years of that. And I in Mexico I used to run a lot and bad guys pull out their guns on me and they were about to take me hostage, but my godfather worked there and I told them my godfather works for the police. They left me alone because of my godfather. Those bad guys eventually killed my godfather, but I just, that was about a couple of the stories I had. And I mean, I have a lot more stories, but that's all I can fit in this minute.
Wow.
Wow, Raphael, the fact that you've got your faith after all of that is great. And yeah, the work of God and God's grace and angels. Wow. Sorry to hear all those bad things. Glad you still have the faith.
I have three kids now and a wife. I was really poor at the time when I was sick with my disease, and I thought I was going to lose everything. But the Lord's always been there. It's been really hard for me.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Heavy crosses.
Yeah, but you're staying strong because it sounds like you're a great dad.
I'm trying to. My parents raised me with no love. You know, my mom told me I was in a lot of cry or I'd get hit. My dad would hit me with the bell all the time, and I don't like talking bad on my parents, but they love me, but I don't talk to them right now just because of all the problems I had with my family. And I don't talk to friends. I don't have social media, but I have Spirit Catholic Radio and my kids and my wife, and that's all I really need right now. And one day I want to help out everyone and be there for people. And for now, just trying to stay in a state of grace. I go to confession. I've been going to confession every week for the past 2 years, and I've been listening to Spirit Catholic Radio for the past 2 years.
Beautiful. Well, we've got you in the prayer book, your whole family. So now you've got a big prayer family around you, okay?
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Father Driscoll.
God bless you and your family.
We love you, too. Yeah. Thank you so much. Wow, what a great call to finish, because it shows how much, you know, we have this platform to come together as the body of Christ, Father. Any quick comments?
Oh, just neat stories, right? Very inspiring. It's good to hear them.
Yes,
good to keep hearing them.
Well, this is the part we don't like to do, and that's when we have to say we're so sorry we cannot get to Marie today and Tricia, both first-time callers, Nancy from Kansas, Tricia's from Louisiana, Marie's from Pennsylvania. Thanks, you guys. Please call us.
I hope you'll all call back.
Yeah, call
Marie,
us on
Marie, Tricia, Nancy.
I know. And the others already dropped off, so you can leave your messages with us. You can always email us, tsw@grnonline.com. Father, can we have a blessing, please?
Benedictio Domini Potentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos, et mani et semper. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, Father Driscoll.
Thanks, appreciate everyone. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, great show. Way too quick. No, we cannot do a second hour. We always get that. Can you do a second hour? Father's a super busy priest in Peoria, Illinois. Okay, we're going to thank the show team, Father. Thank you so much, Tim from Guadalupe.
Yes, thanks,
Radio.
Everyone.
Yes, Tim from Guadalupe Radio Network. We've got our show team, Carol and Anna. Thank you so very much. We're being heard on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So thank you, EWTN. Thank you, everybody on the socials. Keep the conversations going. We're going to be back next week with a mailbag edition. We're going to dive into the mailbag. You've got a lot to say, a lot of questions about online deliverance prayers and all sorts of things, the rite of exorcism. We're going to talk about all that next week, and that'll do it. For Father Mike Driscoll, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Until next Saturday, have a beautiful and blessed week. We'll see you real soon.